This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for being a part of this hour of Auto World. And this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by the founder and chairman of the upcoming Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. Bill Warner is going to join us for a few minutes, hopefully, so we can talk about this year's event. But for the entire hour, we'll be joined by a really cool guy. He's an author, he's a photographer, he's a broadcaster, and he's a Concours judge in Pebble Beach and at the Amelia Island Concours. And he's standing by in suburban Los Angeles right now. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at any time during the broadcast at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. We'd love to hear from you, or if you'd like to email us up, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. As I mentioned, our guest for the hour is quite a car guy. He has written so many books over the years. He was senior editor at Motor Trend Magazine and Motor Trend Classic for many, many years, where I had the pleasure of working with him. And as I said, he has written umpteen books, but he's also a noted photographer. He's also a broadcaster, being the color commentator for the Barrett Jackson auctions for many, many years on both the Speed Channel and Velocity. And he's the author of a wonderful new book. It's called Hot Rod Empire, Robert E. Peterson and the Creation of the World's Most Popular Car and Motorcycle Magazines. It's my pleasure to welcome Matt Stone to the airways of Auto World. Matt, welcome and thank you so much.
Brother Bob, how are you? And it's always good to be with you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. It's always great to have you on board here as well. And unfortunately, we're having a little bit of connection issues getting a hold of Bill Warner, but I can't believe it. The Amelia Island Concours is just around the bend, and you're one of the judges there. Tell folks about this amazing event.
Well, amazing is a really great word for it, Bob. And it is well and nicely and smartly differentiated from so many car shows and concours that a lot of us attend. Bill Warner, as you know, and hopefully will be able to tell us, is a diehard racer, vintage racer, and photographer. And about half the show is race cars, sports cars, GTs, and that kind of thing. There is always a motorsport honoree, which I'm sure Bill will tell us about. And if you like the classics and the heavy classics and the Duesenbergs and Packers and Rollers and all that, there's plenty. But if your taste is more toward racing cars and sports and GTs and all of that kind of thing, that's about the other half of the show. So truly something for everyone at Amelia Island.
And, of course, over the years it has expanded, and the number of surrounding events close to it has also expanded. It used to be just one auction, and that's the on-site signature auction, the RM, now RM Sotheby's auction. But we've got, I believe, five total auctions this year, including Russo and Steele and, of course, David Gooding. It's kind of a car guy's absolutely fun fest. There's all kinds of things happening in a very small community.
Yeah, it's a mega car week, that's for sure. Although, along those lines, Bob, one of the things I have to say that makes Amelia so wonderful and special to participate in at any level is that it's so contained. Most of the action that's official to the Amelia Island show takes place in one property. There's a Ritz-Carlton hotel right on the beach, why not, and a golf course next door. there's the cars and coffee, there's the auction, there's motorsports stuff, there's lots and lots of car goodies for sale, the show itself. And it's all very neatly contained in one area. So unlike some other events where you have to do a fair amount of running around and parking, not to name any names, but there are numerous of them that we all kind of chase our tails at over a week's time. Amelia Island is somewhat contained to one locale if you want to stick with just the Amelia Island official events. And park it and forget it.
Yeah, that's right. And for those folks who are attending, there's always a great amount of fellow car guys and girls that come to the show. Bill has added now a Saturday kind of cars and coffee-esque event, and has, as usual, lots of book signings and seminars, and does a great job of presenting some very unique things at this very unique Concours.
Well, indeed, Bob. Another thing I love, and I don't want to kill Bill's entire agenda, but he won't run short of things to say, I'm sure. Something that Bill does that he will always create some class or classes of something that's completely unique. One year we had a hot rods built by Steve Mole. And last year, or 2 years ago, maybe it was last year, cars built by Ed Big Daddy Roth. And
yeah.
One year it was promotional cars. You know, you want the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, the Red Bull car, the Zippo lighter cars. I mean, anything we could classify as a promotional car. And I'm not talking about a minivan with a wrap on it. I mean, stuff that's truly custom built, custom bodied, weird, wonderful, and recognizable by most. Bill loves to celebrate the odd, the weird, and the unexpected. And sometimes that's really, really rare and special. And sometimes it's just fun, funky, and different. And Bill likes to be a little, what's the word I'm looking for? It'll come to me. A little irreverent, I guess, mm-hmm. when it comes to classic Concours kind of stuff. You know, you're not going to see the Red Bull car at Pebble Beach anytime soon. But Bill just relishes the opportunity to throw in a couple of classes of weird, fun, and wonderful to delight kids of all ages.
And there's also a new vehicle presence there, as many of the manufacturers are sponsors and offer drivers the opportunity to test drive some of the latest models. And it's always cool to see some concept cars from the current circuit usually showing up at the Amelia Island Concours. And it's all going to be happening just 1 week from this weekend right now. It's just around the bend, and we'll continue to try Bill both at his home as well as on his cell phone for a few more moments, and then we'll move on to Hot Rod Empire. But what a great thrill for you, Matt, to be judge at both Pebble and Amelia. Talk about having your cake and eating it too.
I've got cake in both hands, Bob, believe me. Yes, it is an absolute thrill to be a part of both events. Truly two of the very best car shows, Concours, whatever term we want to use, in the world. And that includes a lot of great events in that same circle. But I will also say, and I want to embarrass him before he gets on the line, and that's our friend Bill Warner. If people that don't know him, I would say, first of all, let's say that just about everything that happens at Amelia Island is to benefit local charities. Spina Bifida of North Florida, a raft of local charities this show donates tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars to every year. But everything that's good about Amelia, which is most everything, comes right out of the good karma generator that's just in the middle of Bill Warner's gut. I mean, this guy just generates good karma from every pore.
You're so correct, my friend. We'll put it in neutral, and we'll keep trying Bill's numbers. Hopefully he'll join us on the other side. This is Auto World.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here on Auto World on great radio stations across North America and around the world at GCNLive.com. Thanks for being here. Matt Stone is with us. He's a famed author, journalist, photographer, broadcaster, and judge at the Amelia Island Concours, as well as the Pebble Beach Concours Delegants. And Matt and I worked together at Motor Trend Magazine, where he was executive editor and senior editor of both Motor Trend and Motor Trend Classic. And miss those days, there's no doubt about it. But it was a wonderful experience. And This book we're going to be talking about, Hot Rod Empire, is all about the man who put together the first Hot Rod magazine and Motor Trend magazine, Robert E. Peterson, and the creation of the world's most popular car and motorcycle magazines. Matt, we're still reaching out for Bill. We'll just wait a couple more minutes here. I sent him an email just a second ago, and Mackenzie is trying to sell in his home, but he must be out taking a ride in that Ford GT with the phone turned off.
That would not surprise me a bit. Although it's not like him to forget a gig, so he's just indisposed for one reason or another. I hope we catch up with him, as I would love everybody, all of our listeners, to hear from him and get to know him a little.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill, over the years, has won some accolades when Barry McGuire was giving out a once-yearly award called the McGuire's Award. Bill was a recipient of that, and that was given to yearly to champions of the hobby. And as you said so aptly before the break there, that this gentleman, Bill Warner, just exudes good karma from every one of his pores, and he's a guy that in recent times has had some health struggles, but thank God has come through and come through with flying colors.
Indeed, and I'll tell you something that he may or may not may mention in your conversation, Bob. Are you aware that Bill Warner, I believe in 1974 or 5, ran one of Brock Yates' cannonball runs from New York to Redondo Beach? He's a cannonball runner.
Isn't that amazing? And what a great story he can tell about that experience. And
yeah, if we get him online, you might have to just tickle him about that a little, because he drove a 911 that he owned, which he still owns, by the way. A beautiful little 72 911T. And he and a buddy, I guess he'd gone go-kart racing one night, and Brock Yates was there, and Mark Donahue was there, and somebody else was there, and Brock said, "You know, I'm going to do another cannonball run." And Bill said, "Well, I'm in." And they ran it in a 72 911T, finished, I want to say, something like 13th overall. And he can tell you far more stories than I can. But yeah, once a racer, always a racer, legal or not, I guess.
That's right. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, and we have a number of stations in Florida and Georgia, and I would certainly recommend all those folks also in South Carolina. This is a reachable concourse from a multitude of states. The late David E. Davis Jr. used to always drive down from Michigan, and there'll be a who's who of judges, including our special guest, Matt Stone. And it must be great fun working with some of those great names of the past and present in the Amelia Island judging duties, Matt. That must be a great honor.
Well, no question, Bob, a great honor and a lot of fun. Some very, very interesting folks and characters in the automotive sphere, many of whom are well-known racing drivers. One time, I was team leader for a class, and my two judges were Johnny Rutherford and Bobby Unser. And can you imagine trying to keep a lasso around those two guys' necks? Say, "Guys, we're going to judge this car now, you know, stop signing autographs." And, of course, everybody comes up and wants to talk and tell stories and get a selfie. And that's fine, and that's what these guys enjoy, and that's one of the reasons they are there. But getting through judging in the morning is tough with some of these guys. It's like walking down the street with Elvis and John Wayne at the same time.
That's great. And the big event, the Concours event, is coming up Sunday, March 10th. And I know tickets are available online. Tickets are available if you're a local Florida listener and to many of the car dealerships in the Jacksonville area. And it's going to be, as Matt said, a week-long series of events. And we thoroughly recommend that you take advantage of this great happening. It certainly is the East Coast Pebble Beach, and many people, as you alluded to, love the fact that, unlike Pebble Beach, which is an unbelievable event, the communities of Carmel and Monterey, California, are just overwhelmed with people, just explode in population, and it becomes a one giant traffic jam, Matt. And the one thing great, as you pointed out about Amelia, is the fact that Bill's got everything centralized. All the official events are walkable. You don't even need to rent a car.
Yeah, once you get there and park, you're probably set. But I will say that Amelia Island is not a huge place either, and it does get busy. And parking sometimes gets a little challenging out some of the outlying events. But as you said, you know, there's auctions and shows. The Porsche Club of America does an all-Porsche event called the Werks Reunion. And so if you want to go see, you know, 700-800 Porsches in one giant field, I mean everything you could imagine and name, they're there. So lots of ancillary events, and several of them right involved with the Amelia show itself there at that Ritz-Carlton. One of the things that Bill does is puts on motorsports panel discussion. And I'll tell you, the lion and the storytelling gets epic at some of those things. I have attended many of them. And you get you get the drivers and the team owners and the pit crews and everybody up there. And it's funny how everybody seems to remember all those stories from that Trans Am race in 1970 just a little bit different. You know, did you hit
That's
me? No,
right.
I didn't hit you. You hit me. It's hilarious.
That's great. Let's talk about this wonderful book, and if we hopefully get Bill on board, if he calls into the program, or if Mackenzie is able to reach him via cell or via his home number, we'll mix him into the show. But let's wait no more. Let's tell everybody about Hot Rod Empire, Robert E. Peterson, and the creation of the world's most popular car magazines. Talk about what must have been a labor of love for you, Matt. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for writing this book.
Very, very much so, Bob. This for me, spending a year cruising the trail of Margie and Robert E. Peterson's life, personal, business, and otherwise, was for a car fool and a writer truly like following the yellow brick road. And I'm not exaggerating. These were epic, epic people who did big and wonderful things. Robert
Excellent.
Peterson was
Hold
a young
thought.
Hot rodder from East LA.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order. the sun will come up the next morning. I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency.
The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. The U.S. and South Korea are ending their joint military exercises in a diplomatic nod to North Korea. The Pentagon says the allies agreed to maintain military readiness with brand new command post exercises. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Esteemed automotive journalist, photographer, broadcaster, and author of Hot Rod Empire, Robert E. Peterson and the creation of the world's most popular car and motorcycle magazines. Matt Stone is with us, and before that hard network break, Matt, I wasn't looking at the clock. I just got too excited. You were starting out by telling us about Robert E. Peterson and his roots in hot rodding. Tell us a little bit about the early days and coming out of World War II and how things got started.
Yeah, I just kind of ran out of road there, Bob. you ran me a little short of tarmac there, buddy. It happens, and I didn't hear the bumper until it was too late. But, Robert E. was a young hot rodder from East L.A. and used to hang out at the Dry Lakes and was involved in putting on one of the very earliest hot rod shows in 1948. And he, being an extremely intuitive guy, even at that age, he heard something. He smelled something in the air called the birth of hot rodding. And he recognized that this movement, these cars, and these people needed a voice. And so he thought, well, let's do a newsletter for me and my friends. And it became Hot Rod Magazine beginning in January of 1948. They spent a couple hundred dollars to print the first issue. Didn't know it would last past one or two. And, you know, here we are 70 years later.
Amazing. And over the years, I had the pleasure of interviewing Mr. Peterson a couple of times, but I never got a chance to really get to know him like you certainly had an opportunity to learn about Robert E. right there within the Peterson building and got a chance to work at Motor Trend when it was indeed owned by Mr. Peterson, and what a great thrill that must have been.
Yeah, he was a very intuitive guy, and he and John and Elaine Bond of Road and Track fame really crystallized, if not completely invented, specialty publishing in America. You know, at some point they had something like 80 or 90 titles, and we all know them. You know, there was Carcraft, and there's Carcraft and Hot Rod and Motor Trend, and there was Motor Life and Cyclist and Motorcyclist and Sports Car Graphic, one of my favorites, and specialty titles for sewing and photography and Tiger Beat and Teen Girls and all that stuff. And this is what these folks did in very, very big ways. And Overtime had two car museums, had a wonderful car collection, very philanthropic people, and really a joy to know them and work with them. And this book tells a lot of their story that people don't know. The title Hot Rod Empire has about three meanings. The Empire being Peterson Publishing Company, and of course all based around Hot Rod, which was born in 1948. Motor Trend came along in 49, and you know much of the rest. And so my goal here was to tell a lot of their story, which people did not know, and how all the cars and museums and real estate and property and aircraft and goodness knows whatever else all kind of came to ground zero with Margie and Robert E. Peterson. They were very special people. I miss them.
Oh, absolutely. I do as well. And the book, chapter one, is called Meet Pete, A Star is Born. Chapter two, Peterson Publishing Company goes from zero to 60. And that's a really cool chapter because it shows how fast things came. You know, he's, of course, the gentleman who not only created, as you said, Hot Rod, but also Motor Trend, of course, and the Of the Year awards. And this is still arguably the most recognizable Car of the Year award still given out today in 2019.
Indeed. And I sat on many of those Car of the Year panels over the years, and that was a lot of fun. Now, here's a guy that just had, he could smell stuff in the air. You know, he'd look around and say, well, you know, so-and-so that works for Hot Rod, he loves to skin dive. Is there a good skin diving magazine out there? Nope. Well, let's just start one. And he did. That's how he did it.
Absolutely. Lots of our listeners might be familiar with the Peterson Automotive Museum. In recent times, it has had a bit of a redo, or a little bit of a controversial redo, exterior and interior-wise. But nevertheless, this is one of the great car museums in all of the world. Tell us about the early museums and what has morphed in today to a wonderful place for folks to check out right on Wilshire Boulevard in L.A.
Indeed, Bob, it is truly an institution of world note. And you said it, one of the most significant and most recognized car museums, automotive museums, transportation museums in the world. That property was built, I believe, in the 1950s as a department store. And it was a couple of different department stores, one of them selling only Japanese products, if you can imagine that. And then another named department store called Orbox. And it closed down in the 60s and sat dormant for a number of years. And Mr. Peterson, also having a good nose for real estate, said, this would be a good place for my car museum. Bought the property and got together with the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles and said, well, I've got a building and I've got cars and you've got cars, and why don't we get together and do a museum? And I'll pay for it if you put my name on the side. And that's what happened.
Wow. What a great story. Yeah, you've got some great contributors here in the book. The foreword is done by Ed Escudarian, who you did another wonderful book on in recent times. The preface by Gigi Carlton, as well as Bruce Meyer. Tell us a little bit about working with those folks on this great book.
Sure. Quickly, for 40-some-odd years, Ms. Carlton, my partner in this particular crime, she was Mr. and Mrs. Peterson's, I guess you would say, administrative manager, personal executive secretary, something like that. But secretary is not nearly enough of a title. I mean, she had 40 years of their lives, photographs, press clipping, invitations, magazines, you know, documents. It just, she had 40 years of their stuff and came to me and said, people keep telling me I should write a book with all this stuff, but I don't know where to start. Would you like to work with me on it? Well,
wow.
Betcha boy, howdy. And it was, a lot of this book came right out of her file cabinets from 45 years of their employ, and the photos and some of the documents and things you see in there, just never been published before, and some really rare and wonderful stuff. Iski, Ed Iskandarian, met Mr. Peterson when they were putting together the first Hot Rod Expo here in L.A. in 1948. And, of course, he advertised for years and years and years in Hot Rod, and Ed knew and respected Mr. Peterson a lot, and he did the forward with me, which was a great thrill and honor. And, of course, Bruce Meyer, Mr. L.A. car guy, and Mr. Peterson Museum, but not being named Mr. Peterson. Bruce Meyer, one of the great enthusiast collectors in the world, was the original founding chairman of the board of the Peterson Automotive Museum, and had to have his voice in there to tell how this whole thing got started. And those are, yeah, definitely a couple, three people that made this book possible.
It's just a wonderful book, and it's available, of course, folks, at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And is there still that wonderful car bookstore in Burbank, Matt?
Yes, there is. Auto Books in Burbank.
And I'm sure you can go in there and pick up a copy of this book. And when we come back on the other side, we'll tell folks more about the world of Robert E. Peterson. Hot Rod Empire is the name of the book. Don't go away.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking a lot about hot rods, not only hot rod Lincolns, but this entire story of Hot Rod Magazine and the Peterson Publishing Empire. It's by our special guest, Matt Stone. Hot Rod Empire, Robert E. Peterson, and the creation of the world's most popular car and motorcycle magazines. You can get it on Amazon.com, available both in Kindle and hardcover. And you'll really enjoy checking this out, because one thing that we should reiterate is the fact that, Mr. Peterson, and he was known to his friends as Pete. Matt, how did that originate? Tell us a little bit about that story and also about Mr. Peterson's car collection, because even up to the last days of his time here on Earth, he was still buying cars.
Sure. Well, a lot of what he was buying, of course, was ultimately to benefit the museum, but Mr. Peterson always owned and drove great cars. I mean, every time I go to the office and his parking place was a Ferrari or a Lambo or a whatever, and it was always great. Pete, well, of course, that's a derivative of Peterson, although a lot of people called him Bob, which is, of course, a nickname for Robert. He was the chairman of the board. He was the boss. He was a lot of things, but to me, he was always Mr. Peterson. But I believe that he identified more comfortably with Pete than he did with Bob or with Robert. But officially, he was Robert E. Peterson, sometimes R.E.P., Mr. P., the boss. I mean, there was a lot of those, but Mr. Peterson to me.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about how he and Margie met.
Mr. Peterson, being a young, wealthy Los Angeles publishing magnate at the time, had gone to a party somewhere in Hollywood that was being attended by all manner of starlets and movie stars and models, and then Margie McNally was a model. She was a, what's that beer that always did the calendars? In German, I'm forgetting the name of it. Anyway, she was an agency model here in L.A. and in New York, and an actress and a dancer and a lot of things, but primarily a model. And she walked into the room, and he took one look, and that was it.
And, of course, Margie has done such a great job in keeping the flame alive. And, over the years, we've seen and had the opportunity to go to some of the Peterson Museum yearly galas, and that's always a labor of love for everybody who puts it together.
Well, indeed, Bob, and she was a big part of everything that Mr. Peterson did, not just his wife or just somebody. I mean, when he went to the races, she was there, and when they traveled, yeah. I mean, she was a huge part of everything he did and the business. A lovely, lovely woman, inside and out, and a huge part of what she did, and you are correct. Once he passed away, she really kept the flame going and supported the museums and the car collections to very high and very generous levels. And I'm huge fans of both of these people and got to know them well. And as I said, I miss them every day.
Sure, absolutely. Just looking at some of the photographs here in the book, Matt, you've done such a wonderful job. I certainly never had seen any of these photos before, and as you pointed out, they have never been published before. This is a real insider's look, and for anybody who grew up with Motor Trend or Hot Rod as a regular reader, this is such a treat to find out the story behind the gentleman who was the man who put it all together from the get-go.
Indeed. They were not showy people. You know, you didn't know every Instagram moment of their life, good, mm-hmm. bad, and otherwise. But there's a lot to their story, more than just cars, money, real estate, and publishing. And that's what I tried to capture here, making it biographical, but still talking about the movement, the business, and ultimately, of course, the cars.
And, of course, we were fortunate enough to have Mr. Peterson alive for the 50th birthday of Motor Trend. Can't believe that was a number of years ago now, but I remember that poster that was made up of all the car magazine, Select Car Magazine, Motor Trend titles, and I remember that vividly, Matt, and certainly as somebody who started reading Motor Trend at like the age of eight or so, this was a dream come true to be associated with this brand.
Indeed it was, Bob. I was there for 15 years, a freelancer prior to and a freelancer since. And yeah, a lot of those times were really, really wonderful times. And, of course, the stuff you and I did together and knowing and working with the Petersons and a lot of other great people and the places we went and the cars that we drove and the stories that we told. And I remember most of them fondly, and I hope other people do as well.
Absolutely. How many books have you officially authored now? I've lost count, Matt.
Bob, I do not obsess about such things. I believe, and I'd almost have to go to the bookshelf and count. I believe this is number 15. Lucky 15 for me.
That's great. And again, just the photography is just amazing in this. And anybody who loves hot rod culture and would like to learn about the early days of hot rodding and what it was like, and as you said, the dry lakes and. And I remember Mr. Peterson had a plane, and I remember C. Van Toon, one of the editor-in-chiefs of Motor Trend over the years, telling me the story about how they were flying over Bonneville, and it was Speed Weeks, and they just decided to put the plane down and land and check it out. And that's something that you wouldn't find from most CEOs, that kind of ability to act on a moment's notice and to do something fun like that.
Well, when you own the plane, you fly the plane. Well, he wasn't a pilot. He did own the plane. And absolutely, to your point, Bob, this man was an enthusiast. I mean, he truly loved cars and the auto sphere and the people and the whole and the business and the industry and all of it. And he was an absolute enthusiast. This was not just a livelihood for him.
Absolutely not. Folks, once again, it's Hot Rod Empire, Robert E. Peterson, and the story of the world's most popular car magazines. And it's a great read, and you folks should definitely check it out. And Matt will actually be at Amelia Island upcoming. Hot Rod Empire is the name of this book. And Matt, I owe you some other interviews for some other books that you've done in recent times that we haven't done, so we're definitely going to have to take some time and do that as well. But this one is a keeper. This one is one of my favorite books that you've done to date, and again,
yeah, mine too. You never want to pick the favorite children. But yeah, this one plucks my heartstrings pretty hard because it was epic times and epic people.
Absolutely, and we've got great times upcoming next week in the area of Amelia Island, Florida, just off Jacksonville, Florida. And unfortunately, we weren't able to hook up with Bill Warner, the chairman and founder, during the hour as planned. But Matt, you give Bill my best, and give your beautiful wife a hug for me, and say hello to your girls as well. And I want to thank you so much for telling us the story of this wonderful book, Hot Rod Empire.
Always a business doing pleasure with you, as my mother used to say. And yeah, I will see Bill Warner in a few days and give him your best. And anytime you want to get back together on these airwaves, Bob, you know where to find me, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, my friend, and we'll definitely do that in the very near future. Say hello to Bill for me.
Okay, you well, buddy.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. We thank you for coming along for the ride, and don't forget, if you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, and if you have a question anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Baby, let's cruise away from
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.